Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, Sinn Féin TD Matt Carthy has written to the Chair and Secretariat of the Public Accounts Committee asking that the committee examine the financial implications of Catherine Zappone's appointment as a special envoy for freedom of expression. In the letter, Deputy Carthy writes, "This position is paid for with public money and Catherine Zappone has been appointed without any due process or transparency. The Public Accounts Committee has a clear role," he says, "to examine this blatant misuse of public monies," as he describes it. Well, the Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, Sinn Féin's Brian Stanley, joins me now. Deputy Stanley, good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening to your listeners.
And is Matt Carthy, also Sinn Féin, the only member of the Public Accounts Committee who's spoken to you about this matter?
Well, we have three members on, myself and Deputy Matt Carthy and Deputy Imelda Munster. But to formalise the process, Matt Carthy, made a request in writing, which would be normal that a committee member would do that. And I welcome the fact that he's made the move that he has. I think it's important that this is examined. I think that by any account, how this appointment came about is unusual, to say the least. The fact that it seemed to be rammed through the last cabinet meeting before the summer break, we know that, and from what we know now from media reports and from people within the government parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and the Greens speaking about it, that it came in a very unusual way. The Taoiseach was unaware of it.
Yeah, and it shouldn't have happened that way, and they've explained that and expressed regret. We heard from Minister Coveney. Have you heard from any of the government party members of your committee on this, though, or is it just your Sinn Féin colleagues?
Well, I haven't heard from government TDs on it, but I would welcome any comments they may have on it.
But is it a solo run by Sinn Féin, then, this Public Accounts Committee call?
Well, the facts are this, John. Let's just look at what's happened here. This is a creative appointment. There was no due process. We don't know what the criteria is for the job. We don't know what assessments were gone through. There seems to be no due process or transparency whatsoever.
Okay, but can we stick with the due process in the Public Accounts Committee, of which you're chairman, though? Because are you going to convene a meeting of the Public Accounts Committee based on what seems to be a party position from Sinn Féin here?
I believe, well, any member, including members of Sinn Féin, we're democratically elected. So
of course,
Sinn Féin members have the same rights as every other member. So that's just...
You get my point, I think, though. Is it only one party calling the shots on this one?
Let's get that right first. The second thing I would say to you is that I receive over the past year, letters and approaches by members of various parties on the Public Accounts Committee for different bodies and different people to be brought before it or corresponded with, and I give them all equal and due process.
Yes.
And they all carry the same weight.
So does that mean you're going to convene a meeting of the Public Accounts Committee and call together all of its members, including many from Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Green Party, as well as Sinn Féin and Labour?
What I will be looking for here, to answer the question, is what I will be looking for here is for this to be circulated to the members of the Public Accounts Committee. I think the members need to, this letter needs to go out to them as soon as possible. I will be looking for that to happen tomorrow. I welcome the views of the other members of the committee on it, and I think that members of the committee would agree that I have given them all fair process throughout the last year in my position as Cathaoirleach of the Public Accounts Committee. But the facts are here is that this situation, how it came about, how this appointment happened in the first place, how it was filled, is of concern.
You've said that, but can we just clarify? I mean, is it a matter of waiting to see then what the other members have to say before you decide whether or not to convene a meeting on this?
Well, I'm the Cathaoirleach of the committee. I'm one member of the committee, but I want to hear the members' views on it because we're a democratic organisation, and I want to give.
So we don't know if there'll be a meeting of the Public Accounts Committee on this.
My own view is that we should examine the matter.
When?
How we decide to examine it is a matter for the committee members. But
would you like to see a meeting of the Public Accounts Committee on the appointment of Catherine Zappone as special envoy for freedom of expression?
I certainly believe that we should have a meeting on it, right?
And when might that take place, or what happens next?
What I would say to you is that this is dubious how this happened, and as well as that.
But when might that meeting take place, Deputy Stanley?
To be honest with you, it can happen as soon as possible, from my point of view.
How soon?
it can happen in the next couple of weeks. I would certainly have no problem with convening a meeting of it. But as I say, I'm in the hands of the committee on this. What I would say to you...
Presumably they're all on their summer recess as well. Do you wait to hear back from them?
Absolutely. Everybody can be contacted by email, so we'll get in contact with people quickly. But I await a response from the members of the committee, and I'll be consulting with people on the committee over the next few days. I think it's important that we examine this matter. As I said, there was no due process here.
We have heard your own view, but I suppose I'm interested to know what comes next from the Public Accounts Committee. We'll watch this space. Deputy Brian Stanley, the chairperson of the Public Accounts Committee, and Sinn Féin TD for Laois Offaly. I forgot to ask, did you have a view on Electric Picnic?
I think, given the views in the area in relation to the there is great concern in the area about it. I think all of us want to see Electric Picnic happening. But I think
with 70,000 people?
I think this is the real problem here. The fact that the numbers are being increased by nearly 50% this year, that the organisers want to put in an extra 20 or 25,000 into Stradbally is highly dangerous, given the fact that we still have the Delta variant.
You'd be and okay with 50, would you?
And no, people who are vaccinated, let's be clear about this. The organiser, I heard them on your channel, and just to give me a chance to answer the questions, I appreciate it. I heard the organiser on your channel outlining, you know, that people will be vaccinated.
Yes.
People who are vaccinated, are getting COVID. We do know that people are being contacted. Indeed, one county councillor in Laois was contacted within the past week. They were at a funeral and it turned out that they were in close contact.
And we've heard that. We heard that from that councillor.
And the person who they were in close contact with actually was vaccinated. So, you know, it's a high risk. It's high risk where there's a lot of alcohol. It's high risk where you're putting in such a large number of people.
And sorry, Deputy Stanley, but I'm out of time. Are you for or against us going ahead?
Unfortunately, for this year, we should press the pause button, I believe, yes.
Thanks very much for joining me this evening on Drive Time. Deputy Brian Stanley there. Back in a moment, we'll be looking at what third level education will look like in September.